Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Worldwide Wellness Preview from Austin, Round Rock, Texas. Welcome to everyone. I'm Dan Brock, and it's my pleasure this evening to bring to you some information, some answers to some questions you may have regarding the general state of health in the United States and the world, some answers that you may have been looking for, and also for those who are looking for the potential of the next Microsoft as far as business opportunities is concerned. We may have some answers for you, and I would like to send out some concern for those people up in the Waco area. There's been a little bit of problem there, and we've been a little bit delayed because of weather issues and power issues up in that area. But at the moment, it's my pleasure and privilege to welcome a dear friend and a very dynamic business leader and a man who has the facts and information that a lot of us would really like to have a better grasp of. My pleasure is to introduce Diamond Rick Murphy.
Thank you. This is almost golf applause. You guys got more fired up than that.
It's an outrage.
All right, welcome everybody. I want to tell everybody listening, welcome from all over the world and around the country. We broadcast this live, like Ken Television, once a week on Thursday night. And our job is very simple, to explain this company, which is something very unique, something very, very powerful. It's what the company of the future is going to look like in a lot of ways. And what's interesting is it's had the success it's had all over the world over the past 30 years before the market was ready for it. Kind of like, how many of you guys bought something direct over the last year online, whether it be an airline ticket? How many people remember calling for airline tickets and being like, what do you have going through Paducah? You remember that stuff? I remember being in the Army sitting on those little benches trying to figure out how I could route myself home. And, you know, they would never tell me the good flights. And now we're going up to Spokane, Washington. So hello to everybody up there in about 3 or 4 weeks to do a meeting with Dave Johnson, who's Nikon's top income earner. And we were looking at airline tickets. And, Paige, we were looking at 8 different sites. I had like, how many people here have ever pulled up like 8 different sites and found different flight prices on all the different sites? It's really weird. So I just want you guys to understand that 10 years ago, only 40 million people bought direct. Last year, 880 million people bought direct. It's a profound change in the world. There's a lot of other changes going on in the world, in the economy. In fact, if you take a look at the next slide, and once again, it's really exciting to broadcast it, where Paige was telling me after last week's presentation that she said, you know what the top languages are that watch this? I'm like, well, no, Paige, would you please tell me? Norwegian and Swedish, / they're not the same, but they're kind of the same. And then Hungarian, Bulgarian, and Hebrew, which was kind of cool. So I wish I could say hello to all those people in all those languages. But as you say in your country, hello and welcome. So that's a good thing. My name is Rick Murphy. My wife's name is Paige. She is a whole lot smarter than me and runs all the fancy stuff. She's the producer of this. And I'm up here. She tells me what to say, and I try not to mess up the script. So that's good. We've been at this for over a decade. I was a software engineer. I built and designed enterprise-wide information management complexes for corporations, turning mainframe legacy systems into client servers. Before that, I was Army Special Forces, got out after the Gulf War after breaking my leg real badly, ended up being an engineer because it paid a lot of money, and I picked that because when I looked on the sheet, it said what pays the highest with a bachelor degree. Coming out of the Army, it never dawned on me that I should like it, you know what I mean? And I hated it. But one very important thing happened to me at that time. Is I went to a seminar in 96, and at that time everybody was upgrading from the legacy systems to the servers. Some of you will see the screen refresh, by the way. It's a Vista issue, you know, which is, you know, Toyota and Microsoft are the biggest out there. Neither one of them can get anything going. Every time somebody pops on and off the WebEx or refreshes, the whole Vista has like a Tourette's moment, you know, when it has to do one of those. So it's pretty crazy. So it's cool. By the way, Nikon releases stuff that's never been released in the history of the world with technology you've never seen. When you walk over there to that table and you look at it and you see stuff that you don't even know what it is, your next thought as a marketer should be, that is absolutely fantastic, because if you've seen it, someone else has made the money. Two types of people in distribution. Intellectual distribution are the people that make the money because they teach people why. And physical distribution involves a smock and the word Walmart and a cash register. But you always want to be involved in intellectual distribution. But I was sitting at a seminar in 96, and we were talking about client servers and the impact thereof. And what the fella said was, you got to watch it, about 8 or 10 years after the turn of the century, companies are going to have the greatest downsizing in history, and it will not be a recession. It will be a global economic shift, because they're going to start making everything somewhere else, They're going to need less white-collar people because there will be no blue-collar people, and they're going to need less clerks because now there's automatic filing. And what you're going to find is everybody's going to be saying recession, 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 when in reality, it's a new world. The only reason the middle class has ever existed, and it's only existed for the past 120 years, is because people started making stuff in factories and they needed to pay people. You guys realize for 90% of the history of the world middle class did not exist unless you did something yourself like a merchant or a trader. Okay? So when everybody, I see Obama talk about jobs creation, jobs creation. You cannot create a job with government money that you took from people that do produce. You prop up a job. Here's the question. Do you want to be a blacksmith or do you want to be an auto mechanic in the year 1901? This is the fundamental issue. The other thing is, if the world has changed, 30 years ago I was playing with army men and blowing stuff up with WD-40 cans and all that kind of stuff as a kid. My little boy, I give him cool army men, he throws them in the closet and go plays Xbox. The world has changed. 30 years ago we didn't have cell phones. In fact, I remember in the 90s having a pager and I thought that was pretty high tech. How many people remember pagers? Right? You pull over and pop something into a machine. How many of you guys remember you got your first desktop PC and then you got a... How many of you guys hung on to not get high-speed internet? The world's changed. If you've had the same career for the past 20 years and the world has completely changed by like 80% in the last 20 years, tell me if I'm wrong, you've been standing still and everything's been going past you in the fast lane. This is the challenge. If you go to this next slide, this is what you really need to know. And this is where I start this because I can tell you everything about Nikan. There you go. Thank you. And so there's a ton of people that are not on the WebEx that are watching at home with the PowerPoint because they don't have a fast enough connection for the video and stuff like that. So we'll say next slide. Right now we're on the one that says old versus new economy. The old economy was in high resources, high number of workers, and local distribution. You needed skills, work ethic, and the ability to follow directions. And if you were a hard worker, how many times did you get here in the State of the Union last night? People followed the rules, did all the right things, and got a bad result. Right? This is how much people don't even know what they don't even know. You realize that if you follow the rules and do the right thing and you're on the Titanic, you still drown. You follow what I'm saying? Doing the right things and following the rules only work if you know the rules for the appropriate game. How many of you guys believe that if you followed all the rules for Monopoly, you might have trouble in Stratego? Okay? You got to know the new rules. The new rules for the new economy are small workforce, high tech, and global distribution. My Uncle Jim owns a company. They make something called ProVest for kids that play sports, and he only orders units like 100 at a time. It's cheaper for him to make them in China, ship it on a ship, drive it to Chicago than it is to make it anywhere in the United States by about half. And by the way, for those of you that invest, the only companies right now that make money are profitable companies, and the only real cost the company can control is people. So all of us that buy profitable stocks are downsizing our neighbor, and every company that ships their workforce overseas forgets that when everybody does that, nobody can buy a TV. This is the million-dollar question that we have today, is there's a new world, a new set of rules, and nobody's written the book. What will happen in the 21st century is companies will always need distribution. They will always need customers. What if you could find yourself a career where you're both a distributor and the customer? Would that be a pretty smart place to go? Let's go to the next slide, please. What I'm going to tell you about tonight is your pathway into the new economy. This is why my wife and I are so passionate about this. My wife has a background. She went to the University of Texas, put herself through school, had a great career. She was a senior manager for Saks. She was a buyer for some really high-end retail establishments, did all kinds of stuff out there. And my wife will tell you at age 30, after doing all the right things and following the rules, she was working 50 and 60 hours a week and basically really stressed out. And we talked about this before, all the people that were above you in positions are no longer in those positions. So all their career sacrifice ended up where basically they're no longer in the company. I remember the CIO of a great big company in Michigan telling me at a dinner, I got my review. Anybody ever gotten their review before? He said, young man, I want to tell you that I missed a lot of things growing up, and I missed this, and I sacrificed that, but now I'm the CIO, and it was worth it. And young man, you're on the same path I am. 3 months later, he was fired. 6 months later, his house was on the market. Because he thought it was hard to be a CIO in the town when there's only 10 of those positions. I'm going to do something else. This is something else we picked. Why did we pick it? Well, because it made sense, first of all. We didn't get excited. We didn't do it because we had no other choices. We did it because of the things we're going to tell you, these facts tonight. Where we are today, we're 39. We got thousands of people in our organization. We're basically semi-retired. The company pays us a really great income. And, you know, I got a few choices. I can try to retire 30 years. Squirreling away 3% so that I can live on 3% of that, right? I love the squirrel away philosophy. In only 42 years, you'll be able to retire on $3,000 a month. $1,000 a month residual cash flow. You need about what, $350,000, $400,000 in the bank. Actually, it's a lot. What if you could do in a year what takes most people a lifetime? That's what we're gonna do. By the way, assets don't make you rich, do they? What makes you rich? Cash flow. Cash flow is the problem. What if you could find a low capital, high cash flow business? Let's talk about one. Go ahead to the first one. Talk about the company. I know all of you, your whole life, have been hearing all about Decan. Let me tell you a little about it. We are a company, if you go to the first slide here, I want you to go to where it's at the beginning. Found on the five pillars of health. Healthy mind, body, family, society, and finances. This is what we are about. This is not a slogan on the wall. I worked for a lot of companies. They had slogans about making great products for their customers and all this stuff. And I thought, well, that has nothing to do with me. Decan is all about us. They want to maximize our time and our income. Which one of those five pillars do you guys think most Americans have chased most of their life? Finance. They chase the one pillars of wealth and wonder why they don't have balance and happiness. And this is the reality of it. And what's happened is so many people sacrifice so much to get that one pillar of wealth. When they don't get that, what are they left with? It's tough, isn't it? And then they're left with that commercial. What's that commercial about? 80% of people taking an antidepressant, it doesn't help them, so come take the extra antidepressant. What's that one? Abilify. I'll tell you what it abilifies. It abilifies the company to make double the money off the same ignorant people. That's exactly what that is. And here's the reality of it. Do things you love. Keep your body healthy. Engage with the people that love you. Be a part of something that you can believe in, and perhaps you won't need the Abilify. How many people agree if you do things that make you happy, you're happy? Isn't that profound? Right? How many people agree if you do things that don't, you get super sad? So what Abilify really does is it extra numbs you so you no longer realize how much you don't like what you're doing, so I guess it works. Right? So let's go. By the way, the Nikken out the gate with just those products was the fastest growing company in Japanese history, reached $1 billion in sales faster than McDonald's or IBM, and they did it word of mouth. You think the products work? Let's go to the next one. Right now, Nikken's in 37 countries on 5 continents. We've got over 35 million customers and over 25 million in sales. We have a 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet rating. We're a member of the Direct Selling Association. Some people say, is this one of those things? This is the, you know, 10 years ago, direct selling was like home businesses only. Do you guys know that like Amazon and all those big companies that go direct are all a part of it? And you can see what's on the cover of the direct selling news this month. What company is that? Nikken. You think Nikken's legitimate? It is. We go directly to market and we build a network. So it's all the power of a multi-billion dollar company with all the freedom of working from home. And we have all the training and stability of a franchise. It's a hybrid business. The products for Nikken have been published in multiple major medical journals, which is really cool. In fact, the inventor of Thermodynamics is coming on our call Monday night to talk about what's going to come out with them. But you're talking about third-party studies that were not financed by Nikken, that were done on us. My dad used to say, if you talk about yourself, you're bragging. If other people talk about you, it's probably good. If other people spend $200,000 on you to do a double-blind study with no hope of gain, it probably works. And here's 9 major articles, and I'm not even holding on to several of them in other product categories, one for rebuilding bone density. And when you take our osteodense, which rebuilds bone, it's called a bio-replenishment, we don't have to have the fast talker say, you'll take this, you'll love it, and then your jaw will fall off. After you take it, don't lay down for 45 minutes because your esophagus will fall out. I don't want my esophagus to fall out. Right? These are the problems. So there we are. Nikken has a vision to be the largest direct selling and the largest wellness company in the world. And right now almost no one knows about us. And we are the only total wellness company in the world, which I'll talk about in just a moment. So how many people think that a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company in the world with 1 in 1,000 market penetration to 2 in 1,000 is something that's at least good to know about? People say, Rick, is this one of those things? Is this a real company? I'll say, no, we're not taking government money. We don't have a Paysar, so no, we're not a real company. We're the next generation of companies. By the way, how are the real companies everybody's a part of doing? We're upsizing. You know why those companies are struggling? Because they were founded in a century that no longer exists. Let's go to the next one. Talk about the industry, which is healthcare. I want you to know we used to have a whole lot more information on these slides, but now that Congress is on the case, Paige and I felt confident enough to drop all that because it's being handled. However, just for the sake of argument, we're going to discuss healthcare a little bit. Let's go to the next slide. How many people have observed that healthcare costs are going up? Right? Let me tell you, I got an email the other day. Somebody's elderly mother had a sore toe, and it was something along the lines of an ingrown toenail. So they took her in, and she had Medicare and benefits. They basically peeled back the toenail and wrapped it up in a bandage. Anybody want to carry us what that cost? $13,000. You know what a broken arm costs? $15,000. On average. You know what delivering a baby costs? $15,000 just for the work on the baby. Now, my point to you is this. For years and years and years and years, everybody had jobs. And middle-class jobs had benefits. And benefits, if you went to the doctor, you didn't care what the bill was because it was a $5 copay. Remember those days? Remember having a baby was $10 and everything else was free? Now, if something costs you $10, but it really costs $10,000, but you're only paying $10, do you care if there's an $80 aspirin in there? Take a wild guess why it got so out of control. And they introduced Medicare into the system in the late 60s, which is a fixed cost, and the medical providers figured out, well, if they're going to pay me $50, then and they pay me half of what the procedure is worth, I'm going to say it's worth $100, then I'll really get the $50. And then if they say, well, next year we'll pay you $70, well, then I'll double it to $140, so it keeps going up. So what happened is it's called cost shifting. Now, at the point when a broken sore toe costs $13,000, even if Congress cut the cost of health care by 90%, how many of you could afford $1,300 for a sore toe? Anybody here ever gotten in a car wreck and been irritated about their $250 deductible? Try breaking your toe and it costs you $1,000. You understand, health care is unfixable. The reason it's unfixable is because it's got an unsustainable, it has no proportion to the cost for what it is. And the problem is we're doing health care on the back end, which is basically chasing symptoms and conditions with pills and then waiting until you need a procedure. And so everything is another pill. My wife brought up a great point. In 1997, there was 430 or 440 million prescriptions written. In 2007, there were 796 million prescriptions written. That is inexplainable. Considering our health is worse and costs are up, shouldn't if the prescriptions work, costs be going down? Why are they doubling if the pills are working? Why do we have a 35% obese and a 65% overweight ratio? Why do we have 30% of children obese? They are now recommending to put obese children on cholesterol statin medication in the third and fourth grade. I love when they say, well, your kid's got ADHD, attention deficit disorder. Yeah, that's right, he does. None of the adults around him pay attention to him. They're working so hard. I think I had HD. You know what my mom's remedy was? She gave me a pill, too. It's called throwing the football at me. Right? Dad had a cure for my ADHD. Whoosh! Out! I'm trying to say is what we're doing is madness. What we're doing is absolute madness. And I just want you to put across yourself, think all the people you know taking sleeping pills, cholesterol pills, blood pressure pills, antidepressants. By the way, 80% of people taking them, they have little or no effect. And exercise has the same effect as the antidepressant. There is actually a test for antidepressants that will definitively show if your serotonin low or not. And insurance doesn't pay for it, but it exists. You want to know why insurance doesn't pay for it? Because guess who underwrites the insurance companies? Pharmaceutical companies. You guys follow where this is going? What we have, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but I'm smart enough to follow the money. That's hard fact. Go back and trace the trail. What we've got is, and Paige said this, how did it go from $4.96 to $7.96? Because we now have push marketing on television. Do you have this, this, and this? If so, go ask your doctor for such and such. And what killed me about that is it gives like that 30-second, all the horrible things about the drug, and then at the end it says, you ever notice that? The fast talker with the somber voice at the end, I've got my life back. It's wrong. We've got to do something better than the drugs, the procedures. The question is, if you look at the next slide, which has the bed on it, how to not end up in the bed. But it's interesting, the American Academy of Preventive Medicine is talking about mammograms and pap smears and prostate checks. Now, I want you to understand that getting cancer a little is not prevention. You know, we had a loved one of ours get cancer recently. It's the kind that recurs. And their advice was, come back in 3 months and we'll see if you get it. There wasn't eat right, do this, do that, take care of yourself, exercise. None of that advice was given. Now, as a healthcare practitioner, if someone has cancer, do you really believe that what you do and how you live has no impact as to whether or not your body breeds cancer or something? Of course there's something there. Why is that advice not being given? Because the point of sale starts in the bed. So where does the expertise start? Always follow the money. This is the problem. So all the people, how many times last night on the State of the Union did you hear somebody get up there and say, hey guys, I know how to fix about half our healthcare problem. Get off the couch. Ask your doctor if that's right for you. Try mixing in a banana every quarter. You know, walk up and down the steps. Those kind of things. That's the solution. No one's talking about it. We got to fix it. You won't cut costs until you start changing oil by making engine replacement cheaper, will you? Let's go to the next slide. Why is Nikan so profound? What would happen if a company out there actually solved the healthcare crisis? Meaning, nobody really knows how to take care of health. It's sick care. What if somebody came in and said, look, guys, we're going to give you the ability to control and be in charge of your own health and wellness. Now, whether you want to do Nikan or you don't, as people of reason and thinking, how do you think a company like that would do? Well, go back in time to look at Microsoft in the 80s. What did they do? Microsoft took a lot of different applications together, put it in one thing called Windows, and that was the operating system for the computer. That's what they did, and they defined the marketplace. Well, who out there has the solution for wellness? First of all, you have to know what wellness is. Look at this next slide. Wellness is a condition being a maximum physical and behavioral health. That's what we should all be striving for. Of course, you'll never get it. I mean, go to the gym sometime and work out. If you haven't done legs in a while, you'll be almost sick for 2 weeks because your body breaks. Working out, by definition, is breaking your body down. So everything you do is going to be hard. You're going to have stresses in life. The question is not will you have stresses. It's how do you prevent it, how do you maximize it, and how do you fix it when it happens. You go to the next slide, you need all these things. How many people here breathe, sleep, eat, and drink? Anybody? Right? Everybody in here does. Well, the interesting thing about that is if they all sustain your life, does it matter the quantity and the quality of them? Okay, so here's another thing. When was the last time you picked up a newspaper or periodical and it said, look, guys, you can walk around the block all you want. You can smoke one less cigarette. You can eat low-fat ice cream. At the end of the day, if you're not doing breathing, sleeping, eating, and drinking, it's all for naught. It's like if your car's in the side of the road with no oil in the crankcase, no gas in the tank, and no air in the tires, and you just air up one tire, your car isn't going anywhere. So for your body to look at this, this makes sense. Now, by the way, when Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, he wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all people are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Nobody read that and said, huh, there's a good idea. People read it and said, yeah, I kind of always thought that, right? Let me ask you a question. Remember that balance slide we showed you at the beginning? Is that something that, like, is an idea to you? Does that make sense when I say it? See, I always want to be affiliated with a company that is not like, you know, some idea we have to go convince everybody. You go talk to 100 of your friends. How many of them are in balance? Oh, and people say, well, why would I want to do Nikan? Well, because you're knocking yourself out 80 hours a week. We're retired. You do what we do, you'll be retired. You go do what the people who are doing that are doing, you'll just be tired. Two little letters make a big difference, don't they? Would you rather be retired or tired? Right? I'd rather be retired. You take a look at this. Does it make sense to you that if you sleep right, you eat, and you drink, you're going to be healthier than if you don't? Well, I'll tell you what, try finding all that stuff without somebody helping you. We went to LegalZoom to do some legal stuff recently. You know why we went there? Because we trusted other people that had more knowledge than us to do it. It's called outsourcing. That's what we do. My wife and I did not launch a satellite and build an entire reception system so we could have DirecTV Sunday Ticket. I always call it the same thing. It's all the same. I can care less about DirecTV. However, we do like the National Football League Sunday Ticket, which is the only other thing that Paige and I represent, or at least I represent. All right? By the way, you get $100 just for telling people DirecTV school. Do you guys know that? It's kind of cool, isn't it? Why do I bring that up? Everybody in this room talks about stuff they like all the time, talk about stuff they don't like all the time. We just get paid for it. It's pretty neat. Let me throw one other thing in there, not only the sleeping and the breathing and eating and the drinking. How many of you guys have ever hurt or will be hurt? What if you had a solution for that that was non-invasive, published in medical journals, pennies on the dollar in terms of health care? Remember that lady's toe that cost 17 grand or 13 grand? A few years back, I got up in the middle of the night to shut a door. It was freezing cold. And how many of you guys have ever made the mad dash because there was a light coming in? I went to shut the door. And I made the big run to go shut it. I was kind of walking fast. And there was a corner jutting out. And much to my horror, I felt my toe hit it, and I looked down, and I said, well, Rick, you bet your toe 45 degrees to the side. I'm very disappointed in that. Actually, that's not what I said at all. Guys, it took me 45 minutes just to conjure up a swear word, and I'm Irish. Let me tell you, I can stream them out, and I looked down at my toe, and it was black and purple and blood marks on it. Anybody ever had that happen before? Well, I sat down with a towel, and this goes back to where it is, and I snapped my toe back in place, which I did the Kramer scream. Anybody ever heard that when he lets out the thing? You know, he's like, everybody from miles around was coming. And I looked down at it, and I actually thought to myself, this is an opportunity for excellence here. I can utilize some of our technology. And I looked down at it, I knew it was broken, and it was at least severely dislocated, and I wrapped one of our magnetic pads around it, one of our products. And what happened is, in the morning I woke up, you could actually see the swelling where the pad didn't cover, and you could see where the pad was, and it was completely different. And I went to the gym and squatted later on that day. That was from putting it on there right away. I had a back so bad I couldn't even bend over when I got out of the Army. You guys ever had the bad back when you get to tie your shoe, and it goes, you know, then you have to do the lay on the bed and bring your leg up to you, you know what I mean, that whole scene. Fixed my bad back for $72. Those two things right there, let's just take those two events in my life. Let's look at the aggregate of the U.S. healthcare system. $72 to fix the back, a $48 mag step that I cut to pieces and put up there, that was $132. What would those two events have cost had I ridden the system, just those two events right there? At least $10,000 to $15,000 in the broken toe and the bad back. So I just saved the United States government $9,900. That's one thing right there. How many of you in this room have ever seen somebody throw prescription bottles away using Niken products? How about never getting on them? You want to talk about prevention? Every $1 that you spend on prevention saves $7 to $10 on sickness. Okay? We've got products that do it. Bad backs, bad knees, bug bites, bruises. Guys, we got autistic kids getting off drugs. We got Paula sitting here who has had a battle with MS, has gotten off 7 medications out of the 10 she was on. If I don't ever do another thing in Niken, if my wife and I never do, and I'll give my wife credit for that, for seeing that, that's more good than we would have done collectively in our jobs for 50 years. I mean, I guess I could have had programs compiled, and she could have done some amazing things in leadership and trend-setting fashion. None of that would have got somebody off medications. You follow what I'm saying? This is a profound company. This stuff changes people's lives. We're not selling fishing lures and some jug of miracle juice here. We're selling stuff that literally changed people's lives. And that's pretty cool. And if we're going to partner with something, I'll tell you what, my first job out of college was this Chrysler. My last job out of college was this Steelcase. I made K cars and prisons for other workers. With this, we're getting people off medication. Something you can believe in. And it's philosophy you can believe in. And now the bottom line is this. Let me tell you this. Go to the next slide, since I've already told you all about it. We have the solution. We have the water, the air, the sleep, the nutrition. We have a water system. I do this every week because it always floors me. This is the certificate for what we're doing. It takes out in water. You know, our air system has got 99.97% and it ionizes the air. Our sleep system is a... Can't wait till you hear Monday night with this guy, Anthony Bovet, is going to talk about what it actually does, these RAM magnets. It'll floor you what it's doing for people. Let me tell you what our water system does. People say, well, I've got a Brita filter. I'm like, great, that'll take out, like, your water will probably, you won't be able to chew it. But it's not going to take out MTBE, VOCs, whatever that is. Endrin, that sounds like something from Lord of the Rings. EDB, oh, here's one, halokatonas. That sounds like a Greek admiral too, doesn't it? Lindane, methachloral, pentachloroplenol. And, you know, I'm half bothered, after I'm done being excited that ours takes this stuff out, I'm really bothered that somebody had to test for it because that means it had to have been in there. That's what you're drinking, guys. Go look at what's in your tap water. Go look what's in your bottled water. Don't take my word for it. Read the EPA. Antipsychotic drugs, antidepressants, hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, MTBE. Up around Fort Hood, you got depleted uranium in your water table. Ours takes all that stuff out. Our air system, our sleep, our water. Balanced whole food Kenzen, which means wholeness in Japanese nutrition. Everything. We have specific and general nutrition, and we have the magnetics for pain. You look over here in this little white egg. And I'm going to grab that. I'm going to go off camera for a minute. You check this thing out. And if you were here new tonight, and if you're home watching on TV, that's kind of cool, right? If you're not watching on TV, you know, we like to have fun, by the way. One of the worst things about corporate was wearing a suit and not having fun. Terry wore a suit and had fun today, didn't you? You wore it because you wanted to. It's just no fun to wear it when someone tells you you have to wear it. I worked for Pro Systems for a while, and we couldn't even take our jackets off in the afternoon. Be sitting in there typing on a computer wearing a jacket. Of course, I was in the Army. I knew how to turn my cubicle around so my back faced the door and I could prop my arms up on the keyboard. I could win the Great North American Sleep Off. I could crawl up under an Army truck with a wrench and put it on a bolt. I could can get under a bed and stick my fingers in the springs. I did not invent those tricks, by the way. But here's this product right here. If I showed this to you, you'd have absolutely no idea what it is. It kind of looks like a fragmentation grenade, doesn't it? This thing right here, you turn it on for $200, pretty much shuts off pain. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Look at that, cutting-edge stuff. Now, here we are with Niken. Only 2 or 3 in 1,000 people know our name. We're stepping into a $1 trillion growth market. Let me ask you a question. Can you name me another total wellness company in the world? I'm not trying to be cute or clever. This is the thing that brought my wife and I in. Honest to goodness, how do you think a 5A1-rated multi-billion dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company in the world will do, stepping into a $1 trillion growth market with no head-to-head opposition? Let's talk about making some money. Let's go to the next one, if you don't mind. How many folks here are earning income currently or would like to? How many people, when you think about earning income, most people look at, I remember on the movie Gladiator, he said, what are you going to do when the war's over? He said, well, 90% of the time I do what I have to do, sometimes I got to do what I want to do. What if you could flip that? Remember, I used to put a resume together, and I know Paige is the same way. We look for a job that we hate the least. Anybody ever done that before? Career objective, to find a job that will pay me hordes of money, I don't have to ever go in, and I can just travel around, and they will send me stuff. Many people think that would sound good. Well, how many people have ever done this one? To seek a career position with a company where I can both serve the team, yet grow as an individual, blah, 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 blah. Anybody ever done that one before? I remember typing those things, just, and I read them, they're all the same, looking for something where I can excel. And I remember just saying, what a big fat lie. I want to find something I can do that will pay my bills that I won't hate. True? Let's find the least horrible commute, the least horrible hours. Let's talk about something more fun. Here's what we do with Niken. Pathway to freedom is this. Niken makes packages, invents ships. They do all the hard stuff. They support us. They do all the R&D. Like right now, Niken is making new stuff. They got a bunch of stuff in research development, right? How much is that costing you guys? Nothing. We just released this state-of-the-art sleep system. Niken did all the work. We sit up here and talk about it like we invented it. Guys, I'm telling you, it's like actually having a legitimate way that you can not prepare for a test and look at the kid over there like, okay, the answer is C. You know what I mean? They're doing all the work. Now, franchising, you're paying tons of money. You're laying out tons of capital. My family owned a Ben Franklin store for 35 years. Guess what? We still own a Ben Franklin store just without the store part because Walmart moved in. Now we just own a Ben Franklin empty box. And guess what? That caused 2 bankruptcies just in my family, including ours. And the other family members that lost everything. In Niken, there's no risk. There's only reward. It's a low, and as our friend Brewster and Kathy Ellis says, it's a low cash outlay, high cash flow business. That's kind of hard to find, isn't it? What do? We use the stuff. My wife and I sleep on the bed, drink the water, breathe the air, change the filters, take the nutritionals. I've got mag tips in my shoes, put little dots in my body when there's little magnetic power patches. We use the Osteodent, Jade Green, Lactoferrin, all these different things. So what are we? We're what? We're consumers. Why is it important for a whole business not to have one product or 2 products? Right? I was looking online the other day at just home businesses in general, and Niken is a different pedigree, and they were talking about, they were looking for the right home business, so they went to tour a factory in Utah. And in this factory, they make all the juices for 13 MLMs, but there was one that was extra special, because the factory owner told me, this is the one you should join, this juice is better. So then I'll get to sign up and go talk to people about, I want you to know my juice is 11% better than your juice. How about my discussion? We're the only total wellness company in the world. For $35, you can access it all like a Costco superstore, your one-stop shop for wellness, and you can sell juice. You see the difference? The difference in an NFL team and the USFL, which didn't last, or what was the other one? XFL. Anytime a dude's got he hate me on his jersey, the league is probably not going to survive. It's just a thought. Okay? So there's the thing. Now, my wife and I have a membership to Niken. We connect other people, and we teach them to connect other people, and we get paid residually. Dollars only move when a product exchanges hands. There's no sign-up fees, no training fees. So imagine yourself for a minute if you sponsor Paige and I. We order something this month. You're going to make 6%. If we order $100 worth of stuff, what are you going to make? $6. That's worth about $10,000 as an account, just a little FYI. Every person you bring on board is like putting how many? Well, $1,000 at about 4%, which is about what you're going to get today. You can talk about your 7% historical rate of return in the stock market. Well, you can get 7% of something that used to be double the price, and that's what I call 3%. I love the world of finance where you're telling people to take nickels to make pennies. Right? I'd rather make dollars on dollars. Okay? So $1,000 at about 5% interest would be $50 a year, which is $4 a month. Right? Which is pretty crazy. So every person that comes on board that even starts using, selling, or consuming $100, you're putting away the equivalent of $1,500. Every time. That's how this business grows. Now imagine you're at home, my wife and I come on board, we sponsor somebody who sponsors somebody who sponsors somebody, and that's how this business operates, and you're getting paid 6% of all of that. Would that be a pretty smart business? Right? My wife and I have a couple thousand people doing that all over the country and in several other, all over this country, every state, and people all over the world. That's a smart way to work. We can make it a month, but other people can make it a year, and we do it residually. How many people here have been ordering every month for at least the last 6 months? How many people have seen us ever when you placed that order? We get the check. How many people here like the idea of getting paid for setting events in motion as opposed to getting paid for having to be there? You go to the next slide, please. That's what the network looks like. And by the way, there's a great old saying that poor people build resumes, rich people build networks. It's a brilliant way to work. There's some brilliant compensation. It's the smartest way to work, provided you have the right company, the right products, and the right timing. If you've got the wrong products or any of those aren't there, you've got nothing. What Neekin is the first one that actually has proprietary products. There's a reason to join the company that people are going to want that will perpetuate it, coupled with a pay plan that works. To go to the next one, the pay plan, we have 9 promotion levels. Our job is to get you from the bottom up to the top. Some interesting things about this is that the first 4 levels are based upon the points you and your team generate, points or dollars. Once you get to that level of silver, you only go gold by creating 3 other silvers. So when I was at my first meeting, I realized, A, they don't get paid to sign me up, B, they don't get paid to train me, and C, they only get promoted if I do. That told me something about the presentation, that they'd rather have me not sign up than talk me into signing up because I would waste their time. You understand? This is a business where people are looking for partners. They're not looking for sign-ups. There's no close here tonight, guys. I'm not going to rip an application out and jam it in front of your face. If you like what we're doing, do it. If you don't like what we're doing, don't do it. It's real simple. And by the way, us telling you that, you can walk away and say, that was a cool group of people. Because above everything else, I hope you realize there's a company out there that just really cares, you know what I'm saying, and has a way for people to make a great living. They actually buy your car and your home for you. You can be in the auto and home program at that level. It's a really cool thing. It's a great plan. Any income level you want to make is out there. Go to the next one, please. Oh, that kind of covers that. If we're only going gold, if you're going silver, take a while, guess what we're really good at? Getting people to those levels. You're on some of the infrastructure and support now. People say, the biggest thing that's going to keep you that are watching just out of this business, you're going to tell me time and money and is this one of those things and all those things. What you're really telling me, and I'm talking directly to you watching this, you're really telling me, this is different than what I've ever heard before. I was taught all this stuff. I just don't know if I can do this. I really don't know what it entails. That's what we do for a living, is help you understand that. It's extremely simple. We're going to connect you. We're going to teach you how to connect to other people. And we have state-of-the-art tools to do it, like this tonight. This didn't exist 5 years ago. We're able to talk to the world tonight. And by the way, if you said, does this business work? If you're watching this or you're here tonight and we didn't invite you, it worked at least once. Okay? It works. We've been retired for 10 years, guys. We're building this for a decade. Okay, it works. Till the next one. Beginning is easy. Application takes about 2 minutes. $35 plus shipping. How many folks think that's pretty reasonable to start your own franchise? We had an appliance guy come over last week because our dishwashers start shooting water everywhere. He told me he spent $3,000 last year just to get extra tools. Right? You could have a whole wellness home for $3,000. Okay, and guess what? You get to use it. You don't have tools. Anything you're ever going to spend in Neekin is going to be on who? Your own family's health. There is no investment in Neekin. The investment's in your health, and then your health is our product. You understand? Why do we want you to get a water system and an air system and a sleep system? Because we want you to be healthy, because you're our product. Nobody wants a bed. People want to sleep. Right? That's the thing. Okay? Now, we're going to teach you how to refer and connect for people who earn a residual income. Earn real money now with Neekin. You can kind of see those 2 slides up there. We have 3 packs. One's a starter, builder, and a pro pack. The reason we have that is because we have the stability of franchising. The appeal of franchising is that you're basically learning from the people that went before you what to do and what not to do. And Neekin also incentivizes so people coming on board can get stuff at a great big discount. Those are the smartest ways to begin your business. Just put put that feather in your cap right now, and when you're getting going, that's the way I would get going. And by the way, that's how we break the people out that are making the big income. If you duplicate that just two times, your first check is over $700. Four times, your check's over $2,200. That $2,200 is the equivalent of $220 working the Toyota assembly line down in San Antonio. They're making $10 an hour, guys, in assembly lines. That's pretty smart money. My first job out of college was $29,200 at Chrysler with benefits and a 50-year-old steel case desk in an open bay with like 300 desks. Remember those days? They didn't even have the dividers in there. I felt like I was on Mad Men or something running around in there. Looking back, it was crazy. Let's go to the next one, please. The right place at the right time. How many of you guys were alive in 1980? Right? Somebody, anyway. So you're in the right place at the right time. Microsoft, that's right about the time, plus or minus, when they went out and invented the operating system for the computer. They defined what is. When you guys talk about operating systems, what terminology are you using? The terminology that they use. I always love people to try to compete. You know, Google is going to come out with their own operating system. Yeah, I'll be buying that. And then I can put it on my computer, and then it won't work with anything else. That's like, you know, Paige and I have made a decision. We're going to start speaking Romanian here in Austin. That's going to be a great thing for us. That's why nobody can compete with Microsoft. People get Apples, and God bless you. They're wonderful computers. They're easier to use. In fact, they're probably better. You only got one problem. Anybody doing business can't communicate hardly with an Apple. So if you're going to do business, what do you have to do primarily? You go there. In fact, I can't tell you the amount of grief that we have on our Pathfinder's website because I got to make things compatible for the 5% of people who use Apples. And by the way, as a software engineer, it's a better computer. Better doesn't matter. It's being able to talk to people. So Microsoft determined what is. Nikon invented the operating system for the human body. Now, how many of you guys were missing that critical thing in the 80s about the right information? You didn't get the stock, so you didn't make the million. Same thing with Dell. You're not a Dellionaire here because you didn't have the information. Well, here you are tonight. Do you believe that a 501 rated, multi-billion dollar, multinational, medical journal certified, biggest and only total wellness company in the world, 37 countries, 5 continents, 35 million customers, with 2 or 3 in 1,000 market penetration, is being in the right place at the right time? Is that good information to know? So my question is, do you have the willingness to act? And that's going to be directly determined by what you want out of your life and where you are. If you're where you want to be, you don't have to. If you're not, you probably might want to think about it. But don't let fear of the unknown stop you. We will help you build your business. Nobody in here will not be given the tools to build your business. You can do this. We have doctors. We have clerks. We have housewives. We have bank presidents. We have financial planners. We have truck drivers. We have plumbers. We got everything. Okay? We'll help you get there. That's the bottom line. In fact, it's what we do. All right? If you go to the last slide, here's the thing. There are not a lot of companies out there. I love it when they have to do the seminars, blue ribbon panels on how to create jobs. If you're trying that hard to create a job, you probably, like how many of you guys don't call a plumber till you need one? Right? What if you formed a blue ribbon panel on plumbers at your house to figure out how you can incorporate it more into your daily life? You realize that a panel discussing how to make jobs, by definition, is flawed before it's even began because you cannot contrive it. Do you guys think anybody out here that owns a company, Liz, you own a very successful company, do you ever sit back at your desk and go, you know, I just don't know what to do. I look around. I'm trying to figure out where I can stick more people in here. Or do you say, gosh, I need people? Anybody that has done anything more than be a professor or a teacher knows that the way jobs work is that you don't have to try to create them. They get created. So you understand that the country is stagnant because the jobs are going backwards and Nikon is upsizing. We are freelancing with residuals. And by the way, guys, do it now or do it later. You're going to be freelancing. My question is, do you want to do it with residuals? This is the future. And by the way, we change lives and we need help because we're going to get the word out there. Everybody else will be running. Nikon is going to stand there like a stone wall. Stay here. We're going to take care of you. We're going to build something. So if you want to be free and help others be free, you want to get people you love off medication, we need your help. This is an absolutely wonderful company. My wife and I are very proud to be part of it. We're not signed up in it. We're a part of it, and there's a big difference in the two. We would love to work with you. We will not let you down if you come into this and give your best to get your own future. We will get you trained. We will get you on board. We will get you home. Okay? So that's the bottom line. So we're going to bring up Gene Brock to close it up. We have a very special closing speaker. Oh, Dan, I'm sorry. My apologies. Dan, the man, come back up. And then you guys want to stick around, we have great treats tonight. There you are, Mr. Dan. Well, don't hit that button in the middle. No.
I hope I didn't hit that button. Thank you, Rick. That was some fantastic information. Very, very useful. What we've just heard is some information about the healthcare system in this country and worldwide, some things that NECAN is doing to address our healthcare concerns and our financial concerns. And so we've had a look at it from our perspective. One thing I'm not sure if Rick mentioned is that one other profession that we have involved in NECAN is the medical profession. And I would like to introduce a gentleman this evening, a very good friend who has had 22 years as in the medical field in Austin, Texas. He's been 6 years as a family practitioner, and I'm sorry, 6 years family practice and 16 years in occupational medicine. So here's a man who's seen it from the inside and going to tell us a little bit about what he sees. Dr. Larry Wilson.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is very cool. This is my first time using one of these things. I hope that I can do as well as Rick did. And if I can't, he'll instruct me, right, Rick? You promise, right? Okay, cool. All right, I am Dr. Larry Wilson. I'm a family practitioner by training. I do occupational medicine. I've been doing that for about 16 years now. In Austin, been here for 20 years. My wife loves this place. I was in Killeen for two. She said, "Can we move?" I said, "Yes, we can." So we have two. We have two kids. One is 8, and the other one's 12. I chose medicine because I love learning. Number one. Number two, I love to help folks, and that's one reason I went into medicine. So what I'm going to do briefly, I think I got 7 minutes, 10, something like that. What I'm going to do is kind of talk a little bit about what I saw when I first was introduced to this. I'm glad Rick brought this. NECAN by actual Power Mag up because I was going to use that. In my profession as a office medicine physician, I see folks when they get hurt at work, and so my job is to make sure that they diagnose them properly. Second thing I do is get them back into the workplace, and that's most important because they have to earn a living just like I do. So one guy came into my office. He was a plumber, by the way, and came in. He had a dog bite to his leg, and what he came in with was this thing. It looked like a dinosaur egg. That's what I kind of described it. And I said, so I did the history and did the physical and made sure his tetanus was up to date and all that kind of stuff. And so I said, well, and he said, I asked him, I said, well, what is this thing here? And he said, well, it's a magnet that helps to take my pain away. I said, well, how does it do that? And his explanation was quite good. I love what he said. He said, I don't know. And so with that, I said, with that information, I said, well, if that thing works and I didn't know anything about it and he's using it, then I need to educate myself about that product, and then if there's a company behind it, I'd like to know more about that company. So what I did was got some more information, so I met with some guys that weekend, who was a guy that actually got the dog bite. He was actually better by then. And so once I got some information, I said, you know, this stuff looks like it's too good to be true. And so I did some more research, started looking into the thing, and it's actually worked. Just like Rick said, the products do what they say they do, and the most important thing is that there are products being developed all the time. We have a couple of things coming out in a few months that I'm not familiar with, but I'm pretty sure we'll hear about those. Yesterday, I gave Rick a call, and I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is U.S. News and World Report, February issue, How to Live to be 100. How many of y'all like to do that? How would you like to do it in a good way? Where you're not bent over and all that kind of stuff. What it talks about in that is some habits that you need to develop. One thing that NECAN does is have nutritionals and that kind of thing. Like Rick said, we all eat, drink, and breathe, and also we sleep. Now, there's one thing that I want to point out to you. I was at my new office today. One thing that it talked about was that it says is a sleep medicine center, and if you suffer from any of these conditions or symptoms, just one of them is chronic renal failure, sleepwalking, which none of us in NECAN does, I hope. So then, of course, you need to get a sleep study. But the one thing that they don't talk about is what can you do once you find out that that's the problem? Well, how do you fix that? So we have a sleep system that's up here, and I'm pretty sure that everybody in here has a sleep system. I've experienced that myself. It actually makes a huge difference with some things. There's a couple of folks here that have had some profound experiences with that. Another thing I want to talk about, just kind of real briefly, is that when I first saw this, there was a book that had been written in 2002. The first book was called The Wellness Revolution, written by Paul Zane Pilzer. This guy's an economist, okay? So he's written a second book, and this is the title of The New Wellness Revolution, and his subtitle is How to Make a Fortune in the Next $1 trillion Industry. This was published in 2007. This is 2010, so 2 years after he had wrote that book, I found out about it. Nikan's in the forefront of everything that's going on now. So in a $1 trillion industry, when he first talked about it, it was only $200 billion. So from 2002 to 2010, it's grown $800 billion, huge industry. So we're right at the very beginning of that, and I'm involved because I see the big picture with this thing. So what I'll do, I'll turn it back over to Rick, and we'll be done. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys all coming to being here tonight. I know there's a lot of people watching at home. Get your hands on the products in your homes. Help people understand how to get started. It's good to see all you guys. We've got all sorts of people up there in the videos tonight. And it's really great to have you here. Just you know, one little thing about this business. There's, I see Karen Frost down there looking awesome. She lives about an hour south tonight, and she couldn't get here tonight. And 5 years ago, she just would have missed it. And there she is on the computer. There's Becky Bartell up in Michigan. And you know, 5 years ago, this wouldn't have been possible. It's cool to be with you guys, and it's great to see everybody. But this is a family. We're connected all across the country. We cannot wait to work with you. So let's get you in and get you started and get you home. So have fun tonight in your remote locations, and which isn't remote to you, but it is to us. Get your hands on the products, and I hope you enjoyed yourself above everything else. I know there's a company out there that cares and can change your life. So thank you all very much. We'll see you next week.